The ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement terminated Machar's membership from the party as well as that of Paganamum, former Secretary General of the SPLM, from its leadership structure. Machar heads the SPLM-IO while Amum established his own political movement, the Real SPLM. Pork Both Baluang, acting press secretary in Machar's office, says President Salva Kiir and the SPLM party has no right to dismiss his boss as deputy chair of the SPLM party. He says no other faction of the SPLM has authority in making executive decisions over the SPLM party affairs. Both the SPLM-IO and the SPLM in government or SPLM-IG faction led by President Kiir claim legitimacy over the SPLM party. Baluang says the SPLM is comprised of three factions, SPLM-IG, SPLM-IO, and the Real SPLM.
Unless the three factions come together and sit down to decide the fate of the SPLM and their political and organizational issues, as in three factions. So if there's any replacement or dismissal for any member of the three factions, it should be through the national convention that will be conducted and the members of the three factions to participate in it.
Baluang says while Machar chairs the SPLM-IO faction, he still remains the deputy chair of the SPLM. He says an agreement signed in Arusha in 2015 by the factions of the SPLM had resolved that changes in leadership of the SPLM party only be carried out during a conventional election. He says until elections are conducted, the SPLM party remains a body with no leadership. Kual Atem, the secretary for political affairs in the SPLM-IG, strongly disagrees.
Arusha agreement was there, but he was the one who violated the Arusha agreement by establishing his new party instead of coming back to the party and declare that, yes, I have joined the SPLM. Then Arusha agreement now can work, but he has already left and he went and established his own party.
Baluang insists President Kiir can only take decisions on SPLM-IG affairs, not the SPLM party. The SPLM-IG is one of several political parties that signed the revitalized agreement. It includes other parties. Baluang says Machar was elected during an SPLM convention to be the deputy chair of the party.
Until the agreement of Arusha is implemented fully in letter and spirit, SPLM remain with three factions with no direct leader. Before they split in 2013, himself is the chair of the party, and His Excellency Dr. Riek Machar is the first deputy. This is a fact until the convention is conducted.
Baluang says the Arusha agreement stipulates that the dismissal of SPLM leaders can only occur during elections held at the party's convention. Kual Atem says the decision to dismiss Machar and Amum was taken during the party's recent political bureau meeting last week in Juba. And Atem says the party's National Liberation Council has yet to make a final decision on the dismissal of Machar and Amum. Baluang says the ruling party's action not only violates the Arusha agreement but obstructs implementation of the peace deal and other peace efforts meant to restore stability. Atem says that is not true.
For you to leave the party and you go and establish your own party, automatically you dismiss yourself. You do need anybody to dismiss you. Even number two, ours is not being called SLMIG. It is called SLM only. We are talking about the legal name. SLM is a registered political party with only the name of SLM only. There's no IG there.
Efforts to reach Amum for comments were unsuccessful as he did not answer his phone or respond to text messages. The Arusha agreement states in part that the parties had agreed and revoked decisions for dismissal of party cadres from party membership and leadership positions resulting from the internal conflict within the party. It also says all processes of holding party congresses and national conventions shall be suspended until the reunification and reconciliation of the party is achieved and the war is ended so that all members can participate effectively and freely. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udu in Juba.